guys are doing well tonight.
Blog Talk Radio.
I got my brothers in the house.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Ross.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Conversation we're going to have tonight. Again, I'm grateful to be here tonight. Whether two or three are gathered in my name, he said there he will be in the midst. So I don't know about you, but I'm trusting and I'm believing that God is going to meet us here tonight in our midst. Like, I've been having some issues with my technology, and I said, let me go ahead and be proactive and do these things before everything happens rather than later. But it's happened, and it's okay. It's all good. What's up, Maurice? What's up, Lewis? And I'm here, and we're here tonight. Tonight's message, again, is entitled, You Can Change Your Narrative. Now, when I talk about changing your narrative, what's coming to your mind? What's coming to your mind with that whole thing about narrative? A narrative is a story, how you look at life. How you look at your own life. You can change your narrative. Sometimes we find ourselves stuck because we feel as if everything has to remain the way it's been because it's always been that way. But I'm here to let you know tonight it does not have to be that way. I'm here to let you know tonight that you can walk in what God has called you to do, but you have to believe that God is there with you and that you're not alone in this thing called life. You got to believe that you're not alone. How many of you guys believe right now that God is with you where you are right now, and that you are not alone? Just because some things have existed in your life doesn't mean that it has to always be that way. Again, you can change your narrative. Why is it important to say you? Because guess what? There's some ownership that you have to be able to and be willing to accept and be willing to do. You have to take ownership of the things you do. Listen, this is not a feel-good message. But I believe this is a message that will encourage you as it also is encouraging me. Guess what? I am in this thing. We're in this thing together. We're in this thing called life. We're experiencing ups and highs and lows and mountaintop experiences, valley experiences at different times. Sometimes it might overlap. But I want to tell you that you're not alone. You know, how you guys doing out there? How you guys doing out there? You know, I'm encouraged tonight. I hear the thunder outside just a little bit, and my lines, the connection is crazy. And I said, Lord, I don't want to go through this again this week, but it's okay. You can change your narrative, just like with this situation. I can either throw a hissy fit, throw a little tantrum and become so upset, I can say, you know what, God, I'm going to still praise you. I'm going to still believe that you're going to do what you're going to do tonight. You're going to do what I'm believing that you're going to do tonight. Let me tell you something, guys. Either we believe or either we don't believe. Either we stand or either we don't stand. But my point tonight, first point tonight is this. You can change your life. You. There's some things that we say, Lord, what about this? And Lord, what about that? Lord, you said you're going to do this. And God says, what about you? What is in your hand? What have I blessed you with? Let me tell you this. There are some things you can do. You can change your narrative. What is a narrative? What is a narrative? What's up, Brian? What is a narrative? A narrative is the way you tell and you write your story. How you see it, how you tell it, how you depict it. Listen, you can change. We know that God is good. We know we serve a good God. If you know that, say amen. If you know that, say amen. Terrell says this, we offer our own story. The script is unwritten. We can determine what's on the next page, the next chapter, the entire story. That's so true, Terrell. And thank you for loving that, Mom. Thank you, Mom, for those hearts. Thank you for loving that. Thank you for that message, Terrell, because, Terrell, you are telling the truth. You are telling the truth there, Terrell. We author our own story. The script is unwritten. We can determine what's on the next page, the next chapter, the entire story. The question is, will you be, because some of us like to play the victim. And sometimes, guys, we do go through a lot of things. Sometimes we do experience a lot of things. But for me personally, for my life, God's saying, look, like you said, Terrell, you can determine. We can talk about how great God is, because God is great. And guess what? God has given us also dominion. He's also given us the opportunity to say, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust you, even in this situation. You know, I'm telling you this, guys. God told me, you know, preach whether it's two or three, even if this is one. You know, I encourage myself. I speak to myself. I encourage myself. I pray. I preach to myself. Ha! Listen to this. As long as two or three gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. You know, listen, guys, you can change your narrative. Do we stay in the exact same place and say, I'm going to do the exact same thing over and over? Do we say, you know, I'm going to trust you? Or we say, I'm going to believe you, Lord. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to believe you. Now, listen to this. I'm going to tell you this. Like I said, my computer, the way I generally do things, everything is running extra slow. It's running extra slow. This is what I need you to do, Brian. I need you to copy and paste that scripture onto that thing because my main screen is acting up, and I'm not going to be able to pull it up. It's running extra slow. So do me a favor, Brian. Just type it in there because Brian got a scripture to share. And can you just type it in there for me, Brian? Thanks, man. But you know what? The thing about it is this. What do you say or believe about yourself when you are alone by yourself? You know, Proverbs 23, verse 7 says this. I mean, Proverbs 23, verse 7. Oh, man, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Sorry, guys. Listen, I told you guys, everything is kind of like poop. Thanks, Brian. Thank you, Brian. That's my boy Brian on in here. Brian is in the hands. And you know what? It's funny, Brian, we'll be in the same, he'll be giving me the same scripture. I'm like, man, are you in my head? What's going on? Brian is sharing Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And guess what? I was going to say share Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. So it's pretty close. Proverbs, I'm going to read Brian's. Brian's, I'm sharing Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And it's funny that you're sharing this because God was speaking to me last night, speak to my heart last night about staying on path, staying on the path, staying focused and staying on the path. Terrell says this, but sometimes we get writer's block. Let's be real. It is then we go to God to give us clarity and purpose so we can continue writing our story in the best way. Terrell, if I could just throw this thing at you right now. It's funny you talk about writer's block. My mom and I were talking. We were talking about something like that, Terrell, right? About writer's block. So it's funny that you're saying writer's block. So we're talking about that. So I'm going to let the Lord lead the way he's going to lead tonight. You know, sometimes we have to go back. Just like you said, Terrell, sometimes we have to go back and say, Lord, what did you say about this, Lord? What did you say about this situation? You know, and I gotta share this before I even go. I'm going to share a little bit of this song, okay? And this is a song that's really been on my heart, okay? And it's a song done by Angie Winans, and it's called Spirit Lullaby. It goes like this. Your spirit is welcome. Your presence I request. Sweet spirit, you're welcome. Your presence I request.
I want to touch you, you. I want to hold you. I want to worship you, yeah.
You know, just a little bit. And basically, I'm just saying, Lord, you're welcome in this place. That was the wrong key, guys, so apologize for that. But it's all good. I just want to share that because that was on my heart to share that scripture. Your spirit, what's going on, Johnny, is welcome. You can change your narrative. I'm saying, Lord, well, you're welcoming here. Because, Lord, we want to hear from you tonight. What's going on, Tibria? What's going on, Tib? Tonight's message for those coming through, the message tonight is this. You can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. No matter what it is that you're going through today, I want to tell you, hey, Tib, you can change your narrative. You know, so the thing about it is this. You see things coming up, guys. But, you know, today is like, you know, sometimes we're expecting God, you're going to do this. And God said, look, I've given to you. It's time for you to stand. It's time for you to go and do what I've called you to do. You can do it. And the question is, do we believe him? The question is, do we believe him? Do we receive what he's saying to us? You know, no, I didn't even read my part, guys. Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says this. You guys with me? It says this. Now my computer is deciding it's going to act correct tonight. For he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You know, that's the NIV version, but that's not what it says in the King James version. Well, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. As you think, I think I was in the wrong place, guys. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That part I was talking about. As you think in your heart, so are you. Listen, if you have these different thoughts going through your mind and you're trying to move forward, how can you move forward? Thank you, Tib. Tib is in the house. How can you move forward? How can you move forward in the things that God is trying to tell you to do? How can you? We have all these different things coming through. Thanks for helping me, Tib. Tib came in and said, poop, let me help you. Thank you so much, Tib. What's going on, Maisha? Welcome to those who are coming through. It's the Hard Love Radio Show. Tonight we're talking about you can change your narrative. You know, if you say that you cannot do something, do you think you're going to have success? If you say to yourself, I cannot, guess what? You won't. Sometimes we're wondering, why are we moving forward? Because we're not saying, I think I can, I believe I can. What did you say to me about this situation? We're not standing in the word. Some of those things we're saying, I can't do that. And if you say you cannot do that, guess what? You will not do it. If you keep on thinking, I cannot move to this next level, guess what? You won't do it. You know, I'm going to share something with you guys. And this is the truth. I'm going to keep it real. I hadn't done a sit-up on the floor by myself in like 6 years. I was too big, 300-something pounds. I was too big, but I've been doing my part, and I've been doing the things that God's called me to do, and guess what? I got on that floor this morning, and it's like, I can't do this. And it's like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Thank you, Terrell. Yes, you can do this. And guess what? I pushed and I pulled, and guess what? I was able to. Sometimes we got to work through that thing. We have to work through that thing. My first point tonight is this. You can change your life. You can change. There's some things you can do. Let me do my part and watch the Lord do the parts that he's going to do in your life. Thank you, Terrell. Appreciate that, man. You know, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says this. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You have all the different versions. That's the problem. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that right now, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Then you have to begin to say in your heart and speak those words out, I can let me tell you this. I was doing this when I was training and becoming a therapist and switching from education to therapy. What's going on? I got Bishop. I got my friend Bishop. What's up? In the house. And I tell you this. One of my classmates, she had become my friend during that week of intensive classes, and she said, you know, I can. And she wrote it on a card. I still have that card in my wallet to this day. What's going on, Vincent? I still have that card in my wallet that says, I can. And when I felt like I could not push on, what's going on, Lisa? When I felt like I could not push on, I will pull that card out to read it. I can. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You might feel like I cannot change my narrative, but God says, yes, you can, because I am with you and you're not by yourself. Hey, you're not by yourself tonight. That's what I want to tell you tonight. You are not by yourself. What's going on, Derek? You're not by yourself. So you can change your narrative. You have the power because God has given you the power through Jesus Christ. You can change your narrative. You might say, how do I change my narrative? How do you think you guys can change your narrative? When we talk about your narrative, your life story, your story of what you're going through, how can you change it? Change your thinking. Change the way you think. You know, listen, guys, that whole thing you hear, you might have heard people talk about, that stinky thinking, that stinking thinking, that thinking that is toxic. Change the way you think. Change the way you think. How are you telling your story? How are you telling your story? How are you narrating your story and your experiences of what you're going through tonight? How are you doing it? How are you narrating your story? I'm not going to put you on the spot, Vincent. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to say this. I love when I read what people are doing, how you guys are narrating your story. You're saying, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You're narrating. You're telling. Yeah, I've seen you, Tib. I've seen you guys, how you guys are narrating your story. I see you, Reva, how you guys are narrating your story. How you're doing this, how this is happening, what's going on, Lori, how this is going. I love to see how you guys are narrating your story. And God says you have the power to change your narrative. That second point tonight, change your thinking. Change your thinking. Change your thinking. Change what you think about. Get rid of that stinky thinking. Like I said, that toxic thinking, those toxic thoughts that don't get you anywhere but going around a circle over and over and over again. Change your thinking. How are you looking at this situation? It's, you know, how you look at that situation, how you speak it, it makes a big difference. Let's talk about the thinking part. Without change, there can be no change, guys. Without change, what's going on, Cynthia? There cannot be any change. So sometimes we say, I want change, but we're doing the exact same thing over and over and over again. Terrell says this, we sometimes dwell in the last chapter. All right, Terrell. Terrell's about to do it up in here now. We sometimes dwell in the last chapter and we want to put the book down and get away from the writing. Sometimes we have to look back on that chapter, all right, study it, and learn from it. Sometimes we have to edit the last chapter. We cannot change the past, all right now, but we can definitely change the way we interpret it. We can change the way we interpret it, all right. We can change the trial into a lesson. That bad chapter can be a blessing later. Guys, let me tell you guys this. No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to keep on going. Whew. I love what Vincent says right here. Absolutely. Got to shift the mindset. Yes, we call that paradigm shift. You have to do that paradigm shift. Like you guys are saying, look at the thing from a different angle. How you look at it, how you think about it will determine what happens next. Because if I look at this thing negatively, guess what? Is it going to become am I going to have a positive outlook on it if I'm just focusing on the negative? As my mom was saying, hand it over to Jesus. Hand it over to Jesus. Now, you guys are preaching on here tonight. Thank you, Terrell. You're preaching up here. You're preaching. Thank you, Tim. Good evening, Cynthia. Yeah, change your mindset. Look at that thing differently. Look at it differently. If you say, I want something different, but I keep on doing the exact same thing over and over and over and over again, do something differently. I'm going to be honest, guys. When they opened up the gym, right? When they opened up the gym, I'm keeping it real. I'm like, I can do my cardio inside. Guess what? I was like, I'm not doing any cardio up in that gym. I'm not trying to catch anything else. I go in there to do the things I can't do at home. But I neglected the running part. I've neglected the jogging part. Wait until it gets dark or get up earlier and do it. And I stopped doing the cardio. And it's like I was blank, putting it on. I'm going to do this. And I was about to go back to that same mindset, like I said before, guys. When this pandemic opens, do we keep on doing what we've been doing? Or do we stop? Do we keep on doing the exact thing, same good things we've been doing while we've been stuck in the house? Or do we go back into that whole thing? Listen, you can change your narrative. It's like, okay, let me get back to writing my narrative the way I want to write this narrative. Let me get out there and get up earlier and go jogging because it's so hot. Let me do that. Let me not stop the cardio because it's helping me with my diabetes. It's helping me to build up my breathing again. It was helping me. So I began to go back, and God's like, no, let's look at that pen. Let's change this. Let's change this. You're not about to stop. And let me tell you, sometimes, guys, and this whole thing about you can change your narrative, just like Terrell said, sometimes you have to go back to God. God, I need your help. I messed up. Help me. Boom. Get back up. Finish writing your narrative. My narrative is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My narrative is that the things that God has called me to do, I'm going to do. I'm not going to let fear keep me from moving forward in the things of God. That's what you got to tell yourself. You got to speak to yourself. You got to speak forth life over your situation. Without change, there could be no change. You have to be willing to do something different. You have to be willing to do something differently. You have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to think this way negatively. Let me think positively. Lord, show me the situation in a different way. You know, I went through something, guys, and I didn't follow directions, and I read the directions right. Okay, I'm telling you guys a story. I squirt. Someone told me don't tell the story. That's what someone told me. So, but I'm point. I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes you might think it's the worst thing that could happen, but it ends up being a blessing in the end. Sometimes you think that you've finished this chapter, and God says, pick up that pen. You're not done. You're not done. Let's keep on going. You're not done with this chapter just yet. Listen to this. You can change your narrative. And how do you do that? How can you change your narrative? You can also do that by renewing your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. You can renew your mind daily. Listen, there are things that we can do. We like to say, Lord, you said, and God said, well, have you prayed? What's going on, bro? Have you prayed? Have you sought me? Have you prayed? What have you done? What's going on, Roddy? Thank you. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Verse 1. Verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation can happen when you renew your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Listen, guys, if we are willing today, say, you know what, Lord, what are you saying to me about this situation? What are you saying to me about what I'm experiencing? Listen, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What? Then you'll be able to what? Test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We have to be willing to renew our mind. You know, we have to be willing to say, Lord, have your way in this place today. What's going on, Lisa? What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Sherman? Have your way in my life today. You can change your thinking. Because listen to this. What you believe about yourself will become evident in your life at some point in time. I'm going to say that again. What you believe about yourself will be evident in your life at some point in time. Listen, guys, as you think, so also are you. You become that. So what are you thinking about yourself? What's going on, brother? What's going on, Preston? What's going on, Sean? What are you thinking about yourself? It becomes evident when you believe, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I've never done this, but I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to be willing to learn. So let me walk in that thing that you've called me to walk in. I've seen some people grow in skills with their hands. I've seen you, Sean. I've seen you grow. I've seen people do things. It's like, wow, look at these gifts that some people have. I've seen people paint. I've seen people do things they said I could never do before this pandemic. Some people are already doing it. But listen to this. What you believe about yourself will become evident. If you believe you will never make it, guess what? You never will. Most likely you never will. Sometimes there might be some addendums to the chapter, and God might, but most times, if you don't believe you will, guess what? You won't even try. You know, Terrell says this, amen, there is no testimony without a test. The test is in the last chapter. Your narrative can be blessed, can bless someone else. And when you share your blessings, you become more blessed. Sharing your resiliency, resiliency with someone else can help them to write a new narrative. All right, all right. Don't throw the last chapter away. Use it as a lesson for all who read your book. Whew, you are up here preaching tonight, Terrell. You are up here preaching tonight. You are up here preaching tonight, boy. Listen, what's going on, Trina? You know what? That's so true. Terrell says, you bless us all by sharing what you have gone through because your triumph gives us the faith to overcome our own struggles. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Terrell. Thank you. You know, guys, that part about what you believe about yourself will become evident in your life at some point in time. You can't fake the funk for too long. What's going on, Katrina? What's going on, Katina? What's going on, sis? You cannot fake it. Because, listen, if you believe that you can make it, guess what? You will. But if you believe, if you're saying, I can make it, but you really don't believe it, you know, you just wonder, why am I not moving? What is happening? You have to be willing to change your narrative. You have to change the way you think. You have to change the way you think. I can either look at this thing, this situation, as the worst situation ever in my life, or I can say that was the worst situation in my life, but I've come through it. God brought me through that thing. I'm looking at this thing like, Lord, you have brought me through one of the worst periods in my life. I was ready to check out. Give me my check. Take me back to glory. I am done. That's the truth, guys. That's where I was. I was at a point like, Lord. But God brought me through that period. He brought me through that dark point to say, look, I am still in control. So you have to change your thinking. What else do you have to do? You have to also change your speech. What are you saying? What are you speaking over your life? Sometimes you have to do that pep talk. You have to do that pep talk. You know what? I am not going to give in to that negativity. I'm not going to let that fear keep me from moving forward in the things that God has called me to do. Take a deep breath and go ahead and move and do what God has called you to do. Some of you guys are doing things that you never thought you would do, and God is saying to you, look what I have done. Look what I am doing in your life. I want to tell you this. You can change your narrative. Point number two, change your speech. Change your speech. I'm here to tell you today, change your speech. You know, you might be going through some things. You might be experiencing some things. But listen to this. If you change the way you talk, if you change from negative to positive, if you change from affirming to putting someone down, change it and watch how God's going to change your life. Because when you change your speech, guess what? Something happens. You can no longer be the same person if you change your speech. You change your speech, you're saying something different, and it all goes hand in hand. The way you think, what you say. The way you think and what you say. And Vincent says this, that's right, you can have what you say. Yes, you can have what you say. Believe it and trust it. Believe it and trust it. You can have what you say, and you got to believe it. My cousin Lisa says, indeed so. You've got to believe it. You got to trust it. You got to trust what God's giving you to say. Say it. My cousin says this, repeat confessions every, and that will change you. Yeah. Repeat confessions. I think you say, every day, right, cuz? Repeat confessions every day, and that will change you. What are you speaking, guys? Are you speaking the word of God over your life? Are you speaking that I can do all things through Christ? Are you affirming yourself? Because, listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. I'm here to let you know today that life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, let me tell you something. That small little muscle can create lifelong issues. What people speak can create lifelong issues. Some of us are holding on to lifelong issues, saying, Lord, what's going on? But guess what? That's because sometimes you've spoken things over your life that were negative. And also, flip side, sometimes you've allowed people to speak negative things over your life because they're afraid of doing what they're doing. They don't want to see you succeed. So they'll talk to you, and if you receive that, you allow that seed to grow, and you nurture that seed. You nurture that negativity. The thing becomes bigger than what God wants for you in your life. You have to speak life over your life. Speak life over your life. Some of you guys are saying, how come things have not changed? Because you have not changed the way you think. You have not changed your thought, your speech, what you are talking about. We've got to be willing to do that. We've got to be willing to do that. How can I do that? How can? You might say, how? But some of you guys might be saying, I can't do this. I can't. How come this is not happening for me? Because you said, I can't. Or you said, I will never be able to do that. I will never make it out of this hellhole. And guess what? You probably won't. But I've got to tell you this, and sometimes when we're weak, let me tell you this, sometimes God has some people praying for us, interceding on our behalf, people we don't even know possibly sometimes, just praying for us, praying, I pray that person can make it through this. That's coming so important, guys, in changing your narrative, that you have people around you who believe as you believe. Listen, it's hard to be out there thinking that you can be a long ranger Christian in this world. We need each other. I need you. I need what you have to share. I need what you have to share. We need each other. You know, we can't do it without each other. You know, and listen, God is not mocked. What's up, man? What? Sows, he reaps. Listen, what you plant is going to come back. If you plant negativity, you can't expect positivity. Just like if you plant a seed, you're not going to get apples. It's not going to happen. Apples will not grow from a peach seed. Come on. So what we plant is going to come back. God's not mocked. And sometimes we say, God, why is this happening? Because sometimes we're playing with fire. And God said, don't play with fire. Don't do this. Don't do X, Y, and Z. We play with it, expecting it's not going to get burned. Guess what? You play with it, fire, you can get burned. Eventually, it's going to burn you. You know, and listen to this, guys. Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Who is around you? Who is sowing seed into your life? Because people are sowing. We're sowing. We have a good parent. You have a good mother, a good father, and a parent who invests in you. Or even if not parents, people who invest in you, guess what? You're sowing that seed. If they're sowing positivity, guess what? They're sowing that positivity. You nurture that positivity. Yes, I can do this. And if that person is sowing negative, guess what? You're nurturing that negative. So who's around you? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? You know, that's kind of like sometimes when you're going through, sometimes I say, listen, let me listen to some gospel music. Let me put on some inspiration. Let me put on something that is going to uplift me. You know, guys, really, 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 really. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3, it says this. Proverbs 24:3. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. through knowledge, verse 4, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength. For waging war, you need guidance, and for victory, many advisors. And that's Proverbs 24, verses 3 through 6. You know, listen, guys. You know, God said, look, you can change your narrative. You know, you can change your narrative. So point two, again, was change your thinking. Point three, change your speech. Let me ask a question. Let me ask a question, you guys out there. How do you change your narrative? Or do you even think about that? Do you even think about that? Change your narrative, how you're speaking, what you're listening to, and then what you're saying. What you're saying. Listen, sometimes we talk too much. You know, You know, sometimes, guys, you have that aha moment, like, aha. Yeah, I've heard that before. You know, sometimes we talk too much. Sometimes it's a season to be quiet and let the Lord do what he's going to do in our lives. But that change of speech, sometimes you just got to be quiet and say, yes, Lord. Sometimes we speak too much and we wonder how come things happen. It's because we are speaking too much. Yeah, you guys see that I said change of speech. But you know what I meant. I'm going to fix that in a minute. But what else do you think you have to do? You have to change what you do. Change does not happen without change. I can talk about all the things I want to do. I can talk about all the things I want to do, right? But it's a different thing to do it. I can tell you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and a day. Forever in a day. X, Y, and Z. But I'm not going to see that difference, that change, unless I really do it. Vincent says this, for me, I have to be intentional, literally. I have to stop myself and defer to my self-affirmations and start praising God for who he is. I love that, Vincent. Intentional. You're doing this thing on purpose, with a purpose. Stop myself and defer to my self-affirmations. Thank you. And stop praising God for who he is. That's powerful, Vincent. Terrell says this, language is everything. Language and word choice can turn a tragedy into an inspirational story. A good author knows when to change the tone and the vocabulary he or she uses. What I had to go through becomes what God gave me an opportunity to learn and grow from. Okay, you're preaching now. Think and write. God chose me to have this cancer because I can tell them how my faith killed me and how going to a God in prayer brought me out stronger and more faithful. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Wright. You touch people through your transparent account of what you were blessed with, but also what you have overcome. I am so grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Terrell. Thank you so much. You know, guys, listen to this. I'm a work in progress. We're works in progress. You know, you've got to change your... You listen to this. This is how things happen, right? You have your feelings. You have your thoughts. These thoughts in your mind, then you have these feelings, because those thoughts, then you begin to have these feelings, then those feelings become behavior. You go ahead and do these things. Feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. Thoughts, feelings, behavior. You know, and then you do... But you have to change things. If we want change and a change in the narrative, we have to put some action behind it. You have to put some action behind it. You know, listen, I get sayings mixed up like one of my aunts. I guess the saying says you got to put your foot to the metal, right? You got to put your foot to the pedal. Whatever that saying is, you know, I get sayings mixed up. But listen, change your patterns. Change up. Change your patterns. You want to change your narrative? Change your patterns. If you keep on doing the exact same thing over and over again, do something different. And I love that part when Vincent said, become intentional. like he says, it's literally I have to stop myself and defer to myself affirmations and start praising God for who he is. Sometimes you just have to stop and start praising God for who he is and speak to yourself, speak and encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You know what? I don't have to go through this. This is unacceptable. Greater is he who is in me. God has a purpose for me. He has a purpose in my life. I'm going to thank you, Lord, for making this way. I don't know how, but I'm going to believe you that you are going to change this narrative. I'm going to tell you guys this. This is a true story. I was in college, right? And my mom would tell you, I would pray, and if God said, go ahead and do it, believe me for it, I would believe him, and guess what? It would happen. Listen to this. I'm telling you this is a true story. But you have to be led by God, okay? You know, I don't just say, just go ahead and do this. You have to pray and be led by God, really. You know, there was a praise and worship retreat in Dallas, Texas, and I didn't have the money, and I made my plans I was going to go. God was like, I'm going to make a way for you. You will have a place to stay. Let me tell you guys, one of my friends was like, how are you going to get there? He is making some wisecracks. You're going where? You get a plane ticket? You don't even have the money. And I'm telling you guys this. And this is the truth. This is the truth right here. God said, believe me. I prayed, guys, lift my hand. And I'm not lying. It felt as if wind went right into my hand. It felt like something literally just spirit manifested. Something like felt like wind hit my hand, literally like something. Someone put something in my hand. And then a few minutes later, I heard the same friend who was making jokes. God, hey, God told me to give you some money. The same one who was joking. God told him to give me some money. Listen, I said, I'm going to believe you. I changed my patterns. It's the way I thought about it. It's what I said that I did something. I said, I'm going to take some steps. Take some steps, guys. Take some steps in the direction that God is telling you to go in. Take some steps. Make those steps. You might not be able to see it, but you have to believe that God is with you and that God is leading you, even when you feel like what I'm seeing is not happening. You have to believe and trust God. And that's my story. That's what I went through. And guess what? I went out there, and I went to Dallas, Texas. I got a ticket. I didn't have a place to stay. I went to that host hotel, and guess what? Someone's wife didn't show up. They had an extra bed. Guess what? Here I am. Let me tell you this. I went out there. I sang on the praise and worship team, and I did that. I went to the retreat, and it was a blessing. That's just to show you. I prayed, and I believed. Now, I did something. I heard from God, and I did something. I'm not going to just say, just go ahead and just do that. You have to hear from God. If that's the way God's leading you, you've got to believe. Insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. That becomes insane. They were saying, God, how come things are not different? How come things are not different? Sorry about that, guys. How come things are not different? How come I'm going through the exact same thing over and over and over again? Expecting something different. You know, we have to be, are you guys willing to really do that? Are you guys really willing to say, you know what, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. You know, and but God wants us to get to that point where we're just going to step out and say, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to believe you. You know, listen to this. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, right? 1 Corinthians 15, 58. It says this, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I want to encourage you guys to be steadfast in doing what God has called you to do in changing your narrative. I'm going to tell you this, stay steadfast. Don't give up. Sometimes we give up right before the victory. Sometimes we want to throw in a towel right before the victory. But when you push yourself, say, you know what, I'm going to believe. that you're going to bring me through this. I'm going to tell you this, guys. When I went back outside and I went up earlier, I got up early in the morning this past weekend, and I went jogging, right? I hadn't jogged in a while. And you guys, most of you guys know I've, you know, God saved me from COVID, right? And so I started jogging. I was like, oh, I'm not going to make it past this first block, this first half block of jogging. And I was like, no, keep on pushing. I pushed, and went through, did the first lap. Pushed, got a little better, did the second lap. By the time I got to the third lap, I was like, okay, I'm feeling good. I'm doing this. Listen to this. Stay steadfast, just like that. Don't give up. Don't give up. You can change your narrative. The pen is in your hand. God's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to believe God for? What are you going to believe? And then what are you going to do? Because sometimes we put it on God. What's going on, Daryl? What's going on, DJ? DG? What's going on, Jeffrey? What's going on, Ty? Sometimes we put it on God, right? God, you're going to do this in my life. And God said, no, I've given you, at this point, I've given you everything you need. Now you stand and you continue to write your story. You continue to write your story. Some of you guys are writing your story through your pictures. Some of you guys are writing your story through poems. Some of you guys are writing your story through your paint, through your art. Some of you guys are writing your story in the way that you write your story. But listen, you can change your narrative. You can change it. Guys, listen to this. Take ownership. Take ownership over the things that you can do and leave the rest to God. Take your step, make your step, and leave God to do the rest. But he just wants to see, are you going to do that? That's right, DG. That's right, Daryl. Be steadfast and movable. That's right. That's right. Don't give up. And take ownership. Take ownership. If you fall, okay, Lord, I messed up. Get back up and let's keep on going. Let's keep on writing. Don't stop writing. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw the pen away. Keep on writing. But you have to do your part. See, God's going to do his part. But he's going to say, do you really, really trust me? Do you really, really trust me that I've got you? Listen, I'm going to share this again. I went through one of the worst periods in my life a few years ago. The worst. And it was crazy. And I thank God, because had I not gone through that, I wouldn't be the person I am today, the person I am becoming, the person he's molding me to become. Listen, guys, people are passing away so quickly, so unexpectedly. I just want to be the person, the best version of myself that I can be. You know, and God's telling me, look, you can change your narrative. Do you want to be that person, woe is me, I'm never going to get out of here? Or you're going to be that person you see, look, that person is trusting God, that person is believing, that person is doing their work. You've got to do your work. Stop being lazy. And sometimes we expect God to do all the work. You can change your narrative. And when you change the way you think, the way you speak, and the things you do, God can use that. He can use it, but you have to do your part. You know. How you guys feeling tonight? We're going to end pretty soon, but we're going to finish it pretty soon, guys. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, right? Romans 8, 28, it says this. And I appreciate you guys hanging in with me. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I'm going to tell you this again, Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God will work that thing out for you. You might feel like you're in the worst situation ever, but God will work that thing out in your life. Yes, Daryl, and we know all things work together for good. And we got to believe that even in this situation, even in this pandemic, even before this happened, the pandemic really started, God was like, I'm greater than that pandemic. I'm greater than it. You know, he had to encourage me because I didn't know at the time that 2 weeks later after he had put that on my heart that I was going to catch COVID. And that kept me going. You know, God, you're going to work this thing out for my good. God said, look, I'm going to bring you through. Everyone's story is different. Everyone's path is different. I believe when it's your time, it's your time. But while we're here, God wants to do what he wants to do in our lives. Are we going to let our light shine? Some of you guys who are on here, I see you guys let your light shine. I see it on Facebook. Some of you guys I know personally, I've seen your light continue to shine. Continue to shine. You can change your narrative. You might be struggling with depression. You might be struggling with whatever struggle you are struggling with. But God will bring you through it. Change your narrative. Begin to speak life. This struggle will not have me. God has given me victory over this struggle in my area. And I'm going to trust him. And it's a process, guys. It's a process. But believe that all things work together for your good. Believe that. Believe that. Believe that. Believe that. Pray. Speak. Believe. Do. Pray. Speak. Believe. Do. What God's telling you to do. And listen, and with that, guys, be flexible. Be flexible. Be flexible to God's leading. Sometimes we pray for God to move in our lives. And when God begins to move, we're like, Lord, what are you doing? This is not the direction I was planning on going in. But this is your prayer. This is what you've been praying. But it might look different. Listen, God can take what might appear to be the worst situation and make it the best situation in your entire life. What lesson do you want me to learn from this? I like that Terrell said that earlier tonight. What lesson do you want me to learn from this? And then also this, guys. God shared this with me. I'm sharing this a little bit with you. Don't hold up your own blessing. And that whole thing about you can change your narrative, don't be the person that is keeping the same story going over and over. Be willing to change. Don't stand in the own way of your blessing. Don't hold up your blessing. You know, we need to get to a point where, this point, where we're God-focused. Lord, what do you want to do in my life? Not on things, not on material things, but Lord, I want to have this relationship with you. I want to have this relationship with my Creator. I want to have this relationship because I want to experience everything I'm supposed to experience on this planet. See, this planet, this life we're living is just a part of the whole plan. This is a part. What are we going to learn? What are we going to learn? Well, I want to tell you guys, don't stand in your blessing. Don't stand in the way of your blessing. Don't stand in the way of what God wants to do in your life. You have your part in telling your story. You have your part. That's how God gives us free will. We're writing our story. What is your narrative? Is that thing destroying you? Is that thing that you're going through meant to build you up? Is it destroying you? Are you allowing it to destroy you? I want you guys to remember, he's the potter and we're the clay. He's the potter, we're the clay. And he uses these situations to mold us. Now, are we going to believe what he's saying in his word? Are we going to say it? Are we going to believe it? Are we going to speak it? Are we going to do it? We say we want change. God's saying change your narrative. Change the way you think. Change the way you speak. Change the things that you do. You can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. You know, I pray that God will bless you guys. Now, let me ask a question before we leave. What's going on, Ken? Let me ask a question. What are some takeaways that you guys are taking away from you from this time together this week? What are some takeaways you're taking away with you? I love the things you guys have shared. I love all the things you guys have shared tonight. You know, one of my takeaway is this. I'm going through. There's so many different takeaways. There's so many different takeaways. I love this, what Terrell said right here. Language and word choice can turn a tragedy into an inspirational story. I love that. You know, what we speak, our word choices say everything. It says everything. I love that. I love that. You can change. I love this part. change things. What God gave me, what I had to go through becomes what God gave me an opportunity to learn and grow from. I love that, Terrell. I love that. I love the part with this that said, for me, I had to be intentional. Literally, I had to stop myself and defer to my self-affirmations and start praising God for who he is. I love this part. My cousin said, repeat confessions. I think she's saying every day, and that will change you. Repeat confessions every day. Repeat. Encourage yourself in the Lord tonight. Encourage yourself in the Lord. I want to tell you, encourage yourself. You can change your narrative. God wants you to change your narrative. Sometimes we want to say, God, we want you to change our narrative. God says, listen, you have free will. I'm with you. You got to believe. You got to get to the point where you're doing. We have to change the way we speak, the way we think, the way we speak, and the things we do. If we want change. This is where I'm at, guys. Change your narrative. I'm working to change my narrative. And begin to say to yourself, I can change my narrative. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I think about the Clark Sisters song. I think about Dr. Maddie Moss Clark singing that. I can do all things. I can do it. Listen, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wherever you are, say that right now. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, listen, God's saying, look, trust me in this season. Watch what I'm going to do in this season. Change the way you what? Think. Change the things you say, you speak, and change the things that you do. Keep God first and watch God move in your life. Take that step and watch him do the next. Watch him do the rest. Yes. Yes, Daryl. Romans 12:2. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's right, Daryl. We said that earlier, Daryl. We said it earlier, but I'm glad you came. You reminded us, Romans 12:2. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We have to renew our minds. Thank you so much, Daryl. We have to renew our minds daily. You know, sometimes, I don't know about you guys, you guys get so busy with your life, you say, well, I renewed my mind, today is Tuesday. I renewed my mind on Sunday. Well, it's Tuesday. You know, renew your mind daily. Renew your mind daily. I love that. Thank you for that, reminding us that, Daryl. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We have to renew our mind. We have to read the word about God for ourselves. Guys, we can't just wait for Sunday to hear what the pastor says, and then we keep on going through the rest of the week. Read the word. Become transformed by the renewing of our mind. You can change your narrative. I pray that you guys will be blessed tonight. Please let me know what you got from tonight's message. And I appreciate you guys coming through. And I hope you guys will share this message on your pages as well. I want to say God bless you. Continue to pray for ministry, Fireheart Ministries. And this Hard Love Radio Show. Soon I will start back on Thursday nights doing my DJing and speaking with people in the community, people who are making a difference, and playing some music and inspiring people, and inspiring one another. You know, guys, iron sharpens iron, right? I appreciate you guys coming through and spreading your love, spreading your hope, spreading your experiences, spreading the word of God, encouraging one another. I want to say God bless you, and I pray God's blessings over you. I pray that if you don't know Christ, that you can ask him to come into your heart today. You can ask him to come to your heart this moment. Repent of your sins. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for my sins, that he rose again in 3 days. And I pray you come into my heart. I pray you be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray and believe that. And be willing to allow God to lead you. I want to say God bless you. Thank you so much, Mom. thank you guys for praying for my family. Thank you for praying for my mom. She's still here. She's still strong, and I'm blessed that she's still here. I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for those of you who have experienced losses during this COVID time and this losses period. I pray that you will be encouraged. I pray that you will not give up hope. You can change your narrative. I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you for coming through. Those who are coming through now, we're about to end, but please check it out from the beginning. Hey, Nichelle, thank you. Thank you, Vince, for coming through. Thank you, man. Awesome message. Thank you for the messages and for the inspiration that you've given as well, Vincent. Thank you for the messages you guys have given as well. Thank you, Brian, for coming through and sharing that message. Terrell, appreciate you guys. What's up, Nichelle? All you guys. I'm not going to try to name names because I don't want to mess things up and forget names, but I just want to say God bless you. Thank you so much, guys. I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday. Thank you, Ty. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, you missed me. Comment. Thank you. Thank you for coming through, Ty. God bless you guys. Be encouraged tonight and know that you're not alone and you can change your narrative. God bless you and have a great night. I'll see you again, hopefully, Lord willingly, next Tuesday from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Hey guys, what's going on? This is Reverend Dr. G. Thank you.